This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. Roy Cooper is governor of the state of North Carolina, where Florence came ashore. He urges all residents to stay put and avoid getting out on the roads.
When a storm is bad enough to shut down interstate highways, you know other roads may be even in worse shape. All roads in the state right now are at risk of floods.
U.S. President Trump has assured everyone he will do whatever it takes to help in the recovery effort. Authorities in the Philippines say a super typhoon has left at least 25 people dead since it came ashore on the northern tip of Luzon Island. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid the storm damage. The strength and damage attributed to the storm was gauged to people and be less than a typhoon Haiyan, which left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in the Philippines in the year 2013. Rwandan authorities have released the opposition leader and more than 2,000 other prisoners a day after their pardons were announced. Byer was sentenced in 2013, serving 15 years on charges of terrorism.
If you've seen the election of our country today, you see that it takes an election where there is a hope that there is the opening of the political space.
Human Rights Watch said the charges against them was politically and trying to challenge the president in the 2010 election, politically motivated. Also accused of collaborating with rebel groups in Democratic Republic of Congo. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces launched a wide offensive to capture the last pocket held by the Islamic State in Syria. The SDF has been among the most effective in the fight against IS in Syria, forcing them out of much of the country's east. U.S.-backed Syrian forces have entered an eastern village held by the Islamic State where intense clashes are ongoing. The U.N. Refugee Agency warns it is running out of cash to provide life-saving assistance to millions of Syrian refugees and internally displaced persons living in dire and extremely precarious situations. Lisa Schlein report for UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it urgently needs $270 million to make it through the end of the year. This, it says, will provide millions of vulnerable people living inside and outside war-torn Syria with the vital aid and protection they need to survive the rigors of the oncoming winter season. UNHCR cares for more than 5.6 million Syrian refugees, nearly half of whom are children, in neighboring Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt. Without financial support, the agency warns, people will have to go without health care or education. It says many will have to resort to so-called negative coping mechanisms involving sexual exploitation, child labor, and forced early marriage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis has expelled a Chilean priest, under investigation in a case involving the sexual abuse of children. The priest had previously denied the charges. The Catholic Church worldwide is reeling from crises involving sexual abuse of minors, deeply damaging confidence in the church in Chile, but also in the United States, Australia, and Ireland. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions north of the city of Boston, Massachusetts. It left one person dead and set dozens of houses on fire. Keith Holloway is a spokesperson for the NTSB.
We have no evidence at this time that there is anything nefarious, anything suspicious, anything intentional associated with this disaster.
The natural gas company in charge of the faulty lines is now struggling to explain its response to the crisis. British Prime Minister Theresa May concedes that she gets irritated by the debate over her leadership during the negotiations to leave the European Union, known as Brexit. May faces a split in her Conservative Party, with some influential figures preferring a more complete break with the EU than she's advocating. Roughly 50 hardliners have met to discuss her possible ouster. Prime Minister had criticized the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who resigned in July to protest her plan to keep some close ties to the EU after Brexit. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.